Did you guys see this? The BMV is going to close 11 branches. I know Carrie talked about that.
Can you even? Isn't that crazy?
Man.
Because of why, Jim? Why?
Staffing shortage.
Staffing shortage.
They're all, I don't know what's going on, but they've, one of them is the one in New Haven. Where are people going to go to the bathroom now?
And also my plates are due this month, so I don't need any half.
Mine are too. Thank God they have those kiosks. I don't know if anybody ever has ever used the kiosks that they have in the lobby. But I went to the Pine Valley branch, I think last year. Man, they are amazing, the things that you can do with those things.
So easy, right?
Yeah.
Very far cry from when you used to get there so early and then you would get a number.
Oh.
And then at some point, always lose your number.
Yeah, number 42. 42. Carrie, you remember we were talking about when they were, you know, putting bathrooms in these things, or there was no bathroom?
That's been, was it decades ago?
It's because of us. And I know,
so
Carrie, you don't want to take credit.
So you say.
No, it's because of us that the BMVs have bathrooms now. Because of, it all started in Columbia City. Now, this is a good story. Years ago, 2004, 2005, in Columbia City, they built a brand new BMV.
Okay.
Okay, now, Angie, you probably know where it is because you send your husband out there to the Walmart to look for bikes
yes,
all the time.
Yes, I do.
So they built... Carrie, do you remember how it was? It was from they built it from the ground up.
Yeah.
And what did they not do?
Put a bathroom in. At all?
Yeah. No, for the public.
And this, mind you, was at a time when lines, when you had to sit in the BMV and wait for an hour or two.
Right.
You know, and now they've expedited things tremendously, and you don't really typically have to wait like that. But
right.
Back then you did.
Yeah, and we thought to ourselves, you know, they were telling people who had to go to the bathroom in Columbia City when they went to the BMV, they said, well, yeah, go over there to that tire store.
Oh, my goodness.
They've got a bathroom down the road there.
Yeah, they told them to use the tires. So the people, they got a hold of us, and we started talking about it. And one of the legislatures passed a law, or they put something in a bill that said all BMVs have to have at least one bathroom for the public. And it was something like that.
I mean, yes, obviously, because what if you had a kid that had to go or something like that? And then...
Well, Carrie, go ahead and tell her what happened.
No, Jim, I was going to ask you to do the same, because you tell the story much better than I. But...
Oh, there's a story.
Yes, Angie,
Let me get my coffee. All right, go ahead. I have to hear the story.
So the story was, I think it was at the Pine Valley branch, the BMV, that a mother asked, now this is in the old days, before this whole thing happened, she said, hey, my daughter has to go to the bathroom. My daughter was very young. Her daughter was very young. She said, my daughter has to use the restroom. I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't have any public restrooms here. And so the daughter, you know, you're in line. Your number, you know, you took a number back in the days when you had to wait. Mm-hmm. No public bathroom. So she told the daughter, okay, honey, just go on the floor or just go. And that was, it was horrible.
I can't. Were you there?
No, I wasn't there. But I mean, somebody
called and told us about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway.
Oh my God.
Anytime the BMV's in the news, we always look back fondly on those days before the kiosks.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.